Thank you. But I believe that now is the time for us to step in, to jump right into what God is doing right now. We've been on this series talking about getting in the flow of God and walking in divine manifestation. So I believe that this is a time where we have to really dig in deep, seeking God. And so even the prayer directives has changed this week. You know, it's a little bit more about introspect, looking at ourselves from the inside, doing some inside work. So, you know, that should be very interesting. So be sure to kind of be intentional this week about those things. And everyone that I sent out a message of a schedule of everyone who will be praying. So make sure that you're in tune with that. Set your alarm clock for the days that you're going to go. You're going to, you know, that you're going to lead prayer. Be sure that it's only 15 minutes, that we don't go over 6:15, because I understand that people have to go to work or, you know, other things. So we want to make sure that we just get it in and go on about our day. So with that being said, if y'all have any questions, please inbox me, call me, text me, or whatever. Any questions about the directives this week? This week I will ask if you guys would take one day to fast from social media. One day to fast from social media. Let's throw that in. Let's see if we can focus and kind of hone in. Let's start that. Some people don't have a problem with it. Some people, you know, scroll constantly every day. So it's something that I believe that'll help us as well. So if we could take one day to fast from social media, my day is probably going to be tomorrow. So I think this would be a good thing for us. Today, Minister Adria is going to start us off in prayer. And so everyone else, if you would, mute your phones as she go ahead and get us started this morning. Okay, Minister Adria.
Good morning. Hallelujah, Father God. We'll be coming from, I'm going to do a scripture, Matthew 6:33. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wildfowl, most of which are never, ever seen, do you think that he attends to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax and not to be so preoccupied with getting so you can respond to God's giving. People who do not know God and the way he works, fuss over the things, but you know both God and how he works. Seek in life God reality, God initiative, God provision. Don't worry about missing out. You will find all your everyday human concerns with that. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for that scripture that went ahead of us, Lord. Matthew 6:33, Lord. You said, do not worry about it. So if you took care of the birds of the air, you took care of the flowers, God, our Heavenly Father would take care of the things that we need. So you told us that's the trust and relight. So Father God, today, Father God, we relight in the word of you, Lord, that we're seeking you like never before, Lord. Father God, everything that we need, Lord, you have already given it to us through the scripture. So Father God, I just thank you. You said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, every single thing shall be added. So Father God, we bless you on this morning, Lord, even as each and every person getting ready to go about their morning, Lord. Some getting ready to go to work, some getting ready to go to school, some maybe be good getting ready to go home, some maybe getting ready to go to the doctor. But God, you, we cast our cares upon thee, for you know about us. Father God, you said early in the morning we speak and rise and lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. There's power in the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing, what you have already done. We begin to decree and declare over our day that we are breaking every stronghold that the enemy tried to bring against us, try to bring against our mind. Hallelujah. Glory to your name like never before, God. We just thank you in advance. You said we have not because we ask not. So, Father God, we ask for you to come. We ask for you to move, Lord. We understand that we're living in times, Lord, where people will turn away from the truth. But, God, because we are people that believe in the Lord, hallelujah, you said the fervent prayers of the righteous are very much, Lord. So, Father God, I thank thank you that our prayer will go for our generation. Lord, our prayer will break strongholds. Our prayer, God, will cause us to move like never before. Lord, I pray for our leaders. I pray, Father God, the watchmen of our soul. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in their life. I thank you for each and every person, Lord, that's sacrificing on this week. Lord, that's doing the necessary things to hear the voice of the Lord. You said some things only come through prayer and fasting. So, Father God, that our spirit man will be sensitive to you, that we can hear you, Lord, that strategic instruction that you want to give the people, Lord. But, God, we got to be in a place that we can hear you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name on this day, Lord. This is the day that you have made. We choose to rejoice and be glad. Come on, people, we begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just like earth walls is falling down. Walls of frustration is falling down. Come on, walls of depression is falling down. Walls of oppression is falling down. Walls of hallelujah. Walls of sickness is falling down. Infirmities, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, no sickness, hallelujah, will be able to, hallelujah, overtake our lives. Hallelujah. You said by your stripes, we are already healed. So, God, I thank you for the freedom, God, to relax. Like that scripture said, just begin to relax in our Father. Father God, it's a wonderful thing when you learn, hallelujah, when you depend and trust on the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you say, hallelujah, in the name of all things, is working together for our good, the big, good, bad, and the ugly. Yes, it is working together. The things that try to come against you is still working together for your good. The things that want to come against your body is working together for your good, because God is raising us up to do great and mighty things. Testimonies is on the risen. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we bless you today. We bless you this morning for what you have already done. Yes, we call shit by side, yabble shit. In the name of Jesus, the from the prayers of the righteous of better much, Lord. Elijah was just like a man, just like us. Now he was able to sit in a place of prayer. So, God, I thank you for the prayer, Lord. I thank you for this morning, this week, God. Hallelujah. That each and every person, Lord, they're ready for something to do. That, God, we on the battlefield. We put on the whole armor of God to resist the devil. He has no choice but to flee. Lord, that we're bloodline breakers. We're breaking things in our generation, Lord. In Delco. You're the one that God is using for such a time as this. Yes, Father. Don't come and strain when things be trying to upset you, trying to distract you. Father God, this week, we come against the spirit of distraction. Distraction, you would not have your way in our life. Distraction, you would not be able to overtake us. Distraction, you would not cause us to miss out. Hallelujah. Even the words have been preached, Lord, that we will not just react to things, Lord, that we'll be quick. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the word that has already been spoken, Lord, even on the broadcast, that we would not forget about the words, Lord. Yes, Father. Now, one inch of your word will fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. You say before heaven and earth pass away, your word will always be here. Whenever you need something, begin to go back to the word. Lord, I just hire you. Thank you, Lord, that you're bringing us together in oneness, God, that the unity, Lord, how can two walk together that's in agreement. God, I feel the spirit of agreement on this morning. I feel the spirit of prayer on this morning, Lord. Lord, we get excited when we able to come into our own personal place and begin to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They begin to call on their great name. The healer, the deliverer, the mind resolator, the heart fixer. Hallelujah. Whatever you need him to be, begin to call on. He want to hear you. He want to do it for you. He already got every single thing prepared for. So this week, I begin to decree on this week and say, my week is a favorable week. Say, I'm walking into my unmeasurable faith. Say, I'm going forth in the name of Jesus because I belong to the Lord. He told me in Matthew 6:33, just begin to relax. He already gave us instruction for this week. Just relax, men and women of God. I know things, Hakoshetta, in the name of Jesus, may blow. I know things, Hakoshetta, may try to get you off track. But the word on this week is to relax, Lord. We relax and be going. Basetiashe, in the name of Jesus. For this is the day that you have made. So, Father God, I just bless you on this absolutely beautiful morning, Lord. I thank you, Father God, where there's weakness in the body system, that you're building up our immunity, Lord. that we hear the voice of the Lord. There's words that you want to speak, Father God, even as we relax in thee, Lord, that we would move only by the directness of you. Even on this instruction, on this week, on the fasts, on the last couple of weeks that we went upon, Lord, that you have already opened the doors for us, Lord. Show us how to walk into these doors. We hear many doors is coming open for us, God. But in this season, this time, Lord, we won't just say the doors is open, Lord, but you're showing us how to get the key and release it in our life. Because, God, you said, because great is he that's in us than he that's in this world. And the he that's on the inside of us is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you this morning. Begin to welcome the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wanted to speak. The Holy Spirit wants to direct. The Holy Spirit wants to minister. The Holy Spirit wants to show us the next movement of God. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord, that we just can cast our cares. You took care, hallelujah, the flowers. You took care of the birds of the air. If you fed the birds of the air, if you clothed the flowers, Lord, our Heavenly Father has so many great things for us. So, hallelujah, I just thank you for this prayer that went before you on this morning, God. I just thank you that you have already answered us. And one of our answers on this week is just to relax. That's the word, just to relax in the glory of the Lord. Let the anointing of the Father of our God just begin to minister to you wherever you're at. And we come against anything that would try to speak against our minds. Hallelujah. That God, that I thank you that we just breathe it in and breathe it out, Lord, that our minds are able to truly hear you. Father God, that frustration, anxieties will not rule us in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, God.
Amen. God bless you, Mr. Adria. God bless you for that prayer.
Yes, God.
So we're charged. We're excited to move forward in this day. God bless all of you guys who are on here today. And we will see you all. Well, we will join in again on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. God bless y'all.